The earnings report from Alliance Data seemed good enough. Bottom line was better than expected. Revenues maybe a slight miss, but they're talking about new client signings. And of course, we always watch them because we're a big global provider of marketing and credit cards and loyalty solutions. And when they're doing well, maybe the economy's doing well. Ed Heffernan is the CEO of Alliance Data. Joins us now from Plano. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Nice to be back, David.
Thank you. So all the trends look pretty good. We saw earlier in the week that people were paying their bills, that the delinquency rate might be creeping up a little bit, but not very much. The environment that you're seeing, is it pretty good?
It sure is. I mean, I don't think this is a surprise to anyone, but consumer spend continues to be strong, obviously with job growth and wage growth helping along the way. But I think equally important is the fact that we're not seeing any sort of early signs that the consumer is facing pressure in terms of credit losses or anything like that. So it looks like the spend is robust, but certainly reasonable and within people's means to pay off, which you put the two together, and that's a pretty good trend going forward for sure.
That's really sometimes all you can ask. We watched your stock sort of open flat, maybe indicate at one point it was going to be down a little bit, then it took off. And it seems to be tied to a comment attributed to you during the conference call. I didn't hear it. I had to go to Reuters to get it. But if true, it represents some of the best wordsmithing I've ever heard, that you're evaluating which assets could thrive under a different steward.
Yes. Yeah, it,
I guess that means a spinoff or a sale, right?
Well, it certainly would suggest that. I mean, we've been working with the board for, well over a year in terms of, what's the next iteration of Alliance Data or Alliance Data 2.0, what's it going to look like? And it's, the first version has lasted 20 years, and it's been a good one. But we're always moving forward. And frankly, what we're seeing out there is a very high demand for a number of assets that we have, and they're kind of buried inside of the company. And so the question is, do we unlock value for Alliance's existing shareholders by releasing those assets to a party that can, make that sort of the centerpiece for their business? And, the general thinking seems to be yes. And so that's what we're looking at right now, because with the size of Alliance, some of these businesses, which are really interesting, are just being lost in the overall story. And so you hear about it all the time, and that's what we're looking at. We'll get something definitive out the door, in the next several weeks in terms of, we're just dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and seeing what's out there.
It is a... We've watched the company grow through acquisition and organically, and it is diversified. Tell me about the Canadian operations right now. You dominate the Canadian loyalty program with your air miles, and, we've watched Canada's economy suffer somewhat and then go through NAFTA angst. How is that that division working?
Sure. It's actually bouncing back pretty nicely. Again, to your point, the Canadian business is one in which we get a lot of big folks together, like Shell and like Safeway and Bank of Montreal, and a lot of big players up there. And rather than having them all run their own loyalty program, they all sort of pool their resources into this one common currency called Air Miles, and it now is utilized by 70% of the entire nation. So it is sort of the national loyalty program of Canada. And what we're finding is that the consumer continues, whether it's north of the border or south of the border, the consumer is getting smarter and smarter and is looking for a deal every time they shop in terms of either getting something for frequenting a certain retailer or getting the lowest price, and sometimes both. And so both the knowledge of the consumer continues to advance with the ability to compare shop online, and then the desire to get something for their patronage continues to advance as well. And those are the two big themes.
But your ability to help steer the consumer into the beleaguered bricks and mortar locations around the United States seems to be getting keener too. Tell me about that business.
Sure. In the States, the ability to know that a certain person visits a certain retailer, our ability to extract information down to what we call the SKU level, which tells us that she went into the store and she bought the dress and it was a certain size and a certain color and it was on sale and it was at this location. And then we use that in addition to all of the e-commerce traffic that also can flow through that store. So it's both bricks and mortar and e-com. And we put all that transactional data together and sort of get insight into who the client's customer really is. And then we try to reach out to that customer with a very, very targeted, personalized offer that frankly would get her pretty excited because, you know, the shoes would go great with the dress that she just bought, and it's a certain type of shoe that really goes nicely with that dress, and we can do it for you on sale. All you need to do is click. And so, the world continues to migrate towards personalized marketing, which is another fancy way of saying using your past purchase information to help understand who you are and drive a personalized message to you. Everyone expects it to be personalized.
That's also marrying the bricks and the clicks, I guess, together.
Yes, that's exactly right. No one shops in one channel anymore. In fact, when we define trips to the store, what we're really talking about, we're indifferent between whether it's a trip to the actual store or a trip to your computer to go online. We view it the same.
It's fascinating. Well, you had a good quarter, and the trends are really good, and we will stay tuned to find out which assets could thrive under a different steward. And you were an English major, right?
I wasn't, so I had to go look for some of those words there.
Ed Effort is the CEO of Alliance State. It's always good to spend some time with you, sir.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.